You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everybody. Could you guys
good
hear me?
Evening.
Good evening, Cameron.
Yes,
all right.
Cassandra.
Hi, Danny Cruz.
Bong Choy. Happy Chinese New Year.
Bong Choy. Year of the dog. Year of the dog.
Yeah, year of the dog. Could you believe it?
It's I can't believe that it's 2018.
They're older than the Jews, okay? They're older than that.
They are.
It's auspicious. This is an auspicious moment.
Do you hear what they do in China? They go to the temple.
Right.
And they spend, you know, the Buddhists, they pray, and they have
a whole thing. Incense.
Yeah.
I did that when it was my I met a gal who does that practice today. I went from when it was my year of the ox, I went in, and the ladies, because I was over on Atlantic Avenue in the east part of L.A., and the ladies, the Asian ladies, were so kind to me. They kind of, like, led me around to all the things where I had to put the incense.
Really?
And so they were very sweet, yeah.
They're very nice. You know, down Chinatown in Los Angeles, we're going to announce also in San Francisco.
Yeah. Great. They have a fabulous Chinatown up
BBS
in San
Francisco.
Yes,
Radio.
Yes, I was just thinking about BBS Radio.
To our friends. Family in the Bay
Francisco.
Area.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. I used to live up there.
Soon to be in Vegas.
Now it's too expensive.
Hear a word.
By the way, our trip, we're putting it together. I'll have my chairman of the board. We're going to put everything together. We're going to have Sedona.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to need, people want to go with us. We would love to have them. We're going to be in Sedona probably for about 4 days. Is that
That's
enough?
Good.
That's a great amount of time.
And then we're going to
go later.
We can
cover a lot of space in 4 days.
In July, we'll go to Roswell.
Well,
this
is going to happen.
Sedona?
When are you doing? Because I'm
Sedona. We want to do somewhere in June.
That's good.
And then, because you know it's going to be hot, as you know, it can be very hot there.
The atmosphere there.
And then Roswell will go because Roswell, they're going to have my buddy. The guy who had the whole experience of falling in Roswell. You know,
no.
Darwin. Travis Walton.
Travis Walton.
Oh, Travis
yes,
Walton.
Jose Escamilla's.
But he fell.
Coming
he had
too.
An interesting experience. Jessica Stein, who you know we know from, who is the producer of Travis's movie.
Right.
We're going to try to get affiliated with her. And then I may go to Philadelphia for MUFON.
Okay.
MUFON has a wonderful thing.
Ken Pfeiffer.
Well, Ken is probably going.
Ken will be there. Okay.
We'll see Ken. We'll probably see some other folks.
Well, I'm waiting for
my
tickets.
But I'll be in Philly.
You'll be in Philly.
Congratulations
for
Philly. We talked about this last year.
Is Philly as crazy as they say?
Well, there was that riot back in October 2016. 150 black kids went on a rampage beating up every white person they could find. So you need to stay away from Temple.
Shortly after October 5th,
the
National Space Council.
We're staying at the Hilton.
That's the second time they did that.
We're staying at the Hilton.
Okay.
Where that
people
is.
Are coming together also. That's not a bad thing. People coming together is a good thing. Positivity
exactly.
And bringing people together.
That's right.
Yes, and not
that's
maybe
happening.
Mean.
Well, you know what? In Vegas, what's really interesting was when we had MUFON, a lot of people from the media, the press, everybody, we all knew each other.
That's right.
Yeah.
We all knew each other.
You work in different things.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, we got news for
you. We have
you.
Plans, too.
What is the news that you have today?
Let me talk about Chinese New Year first.
Okay. Oh, fabulous.
It's called the Lunar New Year. You know why it's lunar?
Because it's the lunar calendar.
That's right. She's got it. Anyway, it's the year of the dog we mentioned. And they're going to have a wonderful, you know, and New Year's in modern Chinese is a spring festival, they call it. And I never knew that because when you go during New Year's, they would have the dragon, you know, the dancing.
Yeah.
And everything. You want to come in? All right. And they would have various that, people come. Hello, hello. Right? Welcome. Are you with the singing?
No.
Are you with the actors?
No.
Who?
Diva pageant. Clip.
Okay. Well,
have a seat.
Have a seat.
Have
we're
going to
get right
for
the diva
you.
Pageant. So
we got a model. Boy, we're
you
getting,
know what
we're
I
getting
mean,
high class here.
And
we
do
high
our
class.
Little turn.
I'm telling you. Anyway, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to our show. And we're going to introduce you in a minute. Anyway, there's a wonderful, they say the turn of the traditional lunar solar Chinese calendar is when it starts. And this is, we're talking about Chinese New Year. Celebrations include the lion dances, which are wonderful.
Wonderful, I love
them. And then
those.
The dragon.
The dragon.
Yeah.
You get to
dragon
be part
dance.
Of the dragon if you're lucky.
Oh, my God.
I know.
New York, when I was
is.
Down
yes.
in Chinatown in New York in the 1980s, they set off the firecrackers, and I actually
they're
got blown
off
over Blown over. Yeah, it was so intense. The thing that they had hanging, you know, everybody was hanging all these long strands of firecrackers outside their restaurants and shops.
Think of China right now, celebrating with firecrackers.
Celebrating. Yes. By the way,
Happy New Year's, China.
What is the food of the Chinese New Year? What is the food of the Chinese?
Mooncake. No, moon what else?
And
here.
I forget. What else?
We gotta get him a chair. You want a chair? Want to come in? Thank you. Come in with us.
Gungshi Gungshi Hung Bao Na Lai.
And by the way, you're in China, which is really interesting.
What?
When you have the Chinese New Year, they cut pork. And what they would do is cut pork. And they also, what's it called? Mushu?
Mushu.
Mushu they would have ready
okay.
for the New Year. So you get a little New Year education there.
They have it for the New Year. Chashu is the
anyway, so the Chinese
pork.
Will have this thing for 2 days, 3 days. And they're going to have celebrations include, like we said, the dragon, the lion dance, the fireworks, family gatherings. And then they go to the temple. They do the prayer for the ancestors, which
right.
we know, and yeah. which is kind of cool. And then I wanted to mention, have a seat by me.
Thank you so much.
I did take a shower, allegedly. In Los Angeles, by the way, today is the year of the dog,
right.
What it is. And they have a, by the way, Pasadena Pacific Asian Museum.
I've been
is
there.
Having
and they just,
a
I think they did a restoration on the buildings too.
Have to go there.
Yeah, it's fabulous. Oh, you've never been?
I have.
Oh,
right by
have
the Gold Line, you can see the renovation taking place there.
You know my job. Travel.
He moves. Yeah. He's always going every place.
China anyway, and Little Tokyo.
The Chinese New Year, by the way, is going to be. They have a midnight service every year in Los Angeles, and that's for the prayer for everything. That's going to be tonight.
At which temple?
It's at the T-H-I-E-N. I don't want to not pronounce
that's
it right.
What are the
H-A-U temple. It's in downtown L.A.
So those are ethnic Chinese from Vietnam.
Well, they have, yes. But these, yeah, Vietnam and also the Chinese Buddhists.
Right.
Right by there.
Yeah.
Now, one other thing I was going to mention is they have a 17-foot Chinese pagoda. And this is going to be down in Los Angeles at a place called the L.A. Chinese Cultural Center.
Oh, good.
They have
that's
stuff
a place
going
to
on,
go,
so
people.
We try to let
don't
people
just walk on by.
We're the information of the Chinese.
Yeah.
Go find out.
And also one other thing I was going to mention, then we're going to go on to our wonderful news story. Have you ever been to the Golden Dragon? One in downtown
yes.
L.A.?
Yes, Golden Dragon. That's
Golden
where
Dragon's
I was going
to
the day for lunch.
So all the people out there, if you want to celebrate Chinese New Year, you got to go to Golden Dragon.
Yeah.
And they have.
Well, CBS is also very good.
Yeah.
They're a seafood place.
And but also San Gabriel.
St. Gabriel.
St. Gabriel's.
Yes, all about the Chinese New Year.
There's all these northern Chinese restaurants. I go to 101 Noodle Express. Oh, my God.
It's so good.
They make these
She's
beef
making us
rolls.
Hungry right now. I want to move the
Oh, bucket. And then they have this tea. I never leave without. I get one to have at the table when I'm eating, and then I have one to take home. It's a jasmine tea with honey. It is so fragrant.
Good.
That it makes my shoulders and my chest just relax. Oh my God, the food 101 Noodle Express on Valley, just east west of New Street. Very good.
Mm. By the way, ask Cassandra, you can send an email. Ask Danny Cruz, ask Cameron.
Yeah. Yes,
people
please.
Been
do.
Writing.
Good.
They asked about Cassandra.
What did they ask?
They said, you sounded cheerful. Were you cheerful last week?
Oh, no, I didn't take an allergy pill, and all the trees down here in L.A. are in bloom, and I'm even now, because I took the allergy pill, my sinuses feel like they're, like, burning and dried out.
So she's really not mad at anybody?
No.
See, people, it's funny when you have a radio
on. It was from
on.
Allergies, people. It was like I could tell in my voice I couldn't
Well, we did
talk.
Some energy on you after the show.
They did. They had to do energy on me because I was just,
we did energy on her
I felt great.
Week.
Yeah,
Ray,
to get through.
And what I do.
Yes.
And what you
and
do.
Then I went to the cathedral on Wednesday.
Did you receive energy?
I invoked all the saints because my friend Pedro's mother's in from Lima, Peru.
Uh-huh.
And she had heard about me translating for St. Rose of Lima, her relics
uh-huh.
there, and translating and telling, you know, about taking care of Pedro, blah, blah, blah,
right.
blah. So we went. We got this. All the saints were up. Huge, huge bolt of white light filled the entire freaking cathedral because the place was packed with people, and then we just took it up and wrapped it around the planet. And when we finished, Pedro and his mother turned to me. Well, and he speaks English. She doesn't. And they were saying their chest, they felt like they almost couldn't breathe because it was so full of white light.
That's good.
Yeah, it was fabulous.
It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it was, now. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
One other thing I was going to mention.
The cathedral's
isn't that great?
Watch out, lots of rules and regulations got one question about the altar.
Oh, great. I'd love to hear.
New Year. Someone asked, what makes you so happy?
What makes me so happy,
that's
people?
Someone asked me that.
Well, you know, it's my family, and it's how much love I have in my family. And I think that's about it. You know, I'm living in a home that is all American and a simple mom and pop that stayed together by my grandparents and a single mother who raised me and a brother who's wonderful. That's my most thankful thing, and that is why it makes me happy.
And soon to
that's
DC.
The privilege of life.
And by the way,
you want to know what privilege
DC.
Is?
Going back to DC, I can't
love
wait.
You.
I'm shocked. My arms are just like shocked because
when
I want
to
go back.
DC, you'll get some. Someone wrote me the one that we had on our show.
Great
lady that we had on.
I have some meetings up ahead planned in DC and Maryland with some
DC,
people.
Get some more people.
Yes.
One other thing, you know, they have a Chinese celebration at Disneyland.
As
Lunar.
Well, they should.
They should.
They do.
Yes, that's
Lunar.
Wonderful.
The multiculturalism of the United States of America. Let's celebrate, in my opinion, people celebrate everybody's holidays. Let's all have a good time.
Everybody, you know what's cool about Disneyland? They're going to have all different foods from Vietnam, Korea, China.
From all the Asian countries.
Yes,
let's praise our legacies. Yeah. I was just thinking that before we walked inside the room. Yes. Yeah. We all
anyway,
need to do that.
We're moving on. Yes. Yeah. Same radio.
Okay.
And by the way, San Francisco, to our audience there, they have a celebration downtown in Chinatown. We're going to go there one time.
It's
you've been
fabulous.
In Chinatown.
I lived
we
up
have
there. Yeah.
San Francisco.
A date
we're
going to
have on Sutter Street and Kearney. I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, the gate there. I used to go to a dumpling place just off the main drag.
Well, that was the
was
biggest
great.
Parade is in San Francisco.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It used to
so.
Be the biggest parade. Anyway, they're going to have a parade. We want to say hello to all our family and friends in San Francisco.
Hello,
yes.
And
San
we're
going to
celebrate
Francisco.
Thank you, family.
Chinese
thank
New
you,
year.
Friends.
Now, breaking news. Now I got to go to my breaking news.
Oh, here's the breaking news.
Breaking news. U.S. election tampering charges for Russians. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, I want to see the evidence.
The name, Russians are indicted, along with three Russian companies, by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Now, 13 Russians have been charged with interfering in the U.S. 2016 election. All right. In
by
a major development
Facebook
in the FBI
and
investigation. Three of those named have been accused of conspiracy to, you know, commit a crime.
Ooh.
While fraud, you know, wire fraud. And five have been accused of aggravated identity theft. So we should see what happens because it was on.
I want to see what the evidence
is. I didn't get to see
the
news because I was interviewing, but I think there's more to this than meets the eye.
Well, there were already
people going to be involved.
There was. I was
that's
watching the committee meeting the other day, and they were already starting that they're claiming that the Russians are interfering with the midterm elections.
Right.
So,
I heard that.
And half the time it's, and he never said what they actually had.
Right.
They never released any of, so I'm like, is this some sort of propaganda to influence the vote yourselves? I don't know what that
well,
is.
Maybe
going
the
on
hammer,
in
hitting the nail on the head is vote. The game. And I think they hit the nail on the head, and that's great, but that's exposing that process and that they did a great job, and Trump can celebrate now. He's free, and so are his sons. To just set themselves free, they've made all their choices based on not knowing. So there's been no suggestion by anybody inside that he was guilty. He's made all of his choices based on his road, and congratulations to the White House for showing that. You know, they made all their good choices, and they can live with that now.
Well, also what I was going to mention is we will see what we shall see.
Yeah, exactly.
Because there's more people going to be. This is not it. There's
no,
gonna
this
be more
is,
people.
Yes.
Now, Mitt Romney is going to run for the Senate race in Utah.
Welcome back, Mitt Romney.
Oh, he's gone to Utah? He's moved
he's
back
taken
to
over for...
he's moved back to Utah? Good.
Well, he's going to take over for that's Orrin Hatch.
That's so his home territory.
Yeah, Romney is a straight-laced guy.
Yeah.
You know what you're going to get.
Right.
It's like you go to Walmart and you see, you know, like a bread, you know, Wonder Bread. That's what you're going to get. Wonder Bread. And I've been to Utah. He's typical Utah. Because you know what it is? The Mormon faith is the biggest thing in Utah.
Right.
And a lot of people, what they do is they believe so much in that rhetoric. You know, that's a whole show.
All religions
in itself
have rhetoric.
To do the Mormon,
all the religions
the LDS.
Have rhetoric.
But he's going to run. And
good for him.
We're going to have a Democrat guy that's a former Mormon priest or whatever.
I just attended Michael Ng's. He's having a few over coffee discussions over. He had one in Covina. My aunt and my mother attended. He's a Democrat running for the California State Senate. And he's Democrat, but, you know, we're keeping up with the politics around listening and asking questions. Right. I asked a question about HIV and rape, actually, how it became decriminalized to purposely or intentionally infect someone with AIDS or HIV in California.
Uh-huh.
And he said, we'll have some legal researchers look into that and get back to you. And that's an interesting question.
Means,
it's
law
and order.
Well, at one time, it wasn't illegal. And there was that one guy up in
the
Bay Area who was sticking all these pregnant white women with AIDS infected needles.
Mm-hmm. And then there's
happening.
And then there's Charlie Sheen.
What is he doing?
Charlie Sheen.
I like Charlie Sheen, but
what's he doing now?
Hopefully he's healthy. You hear a lot of people having
HIV. He's HIV.
Health. A lot of people are gaining their health back.
You walk the other way.
Exactly.
Walk the other way.
Yeah, no. You're going to party like that during this time. You know, you're going
to go say hi to Emilio Estevez.
Too many people were involved in those parties. Now, one other thing: the FBI admitted botching up on the Florida gunman.
Yeah, I heard that tonight.
It's
a
sad story.
Lots of documentation, but no investigation.
You know what the weird thing about the Florida
thing
was?
They said it was a problem.
America. When will we have gun control?
Listen to the mother who just cried and asked that question. That was, I'm so sad. I cried all day driving on the freeway thinking about the 50 and 100 people ahead of me, people. And just be considerate about those people that you do not know. They could be your brother up there, your sister up there, your mom. Who knows who's up ahead? And you should be considerate about everybody.
And look at Shannon. We know Shannon real well. Shannon,
I thought she
was
supposed to come tonight.
Shannon got a bullet. A friend of
and
mine.
Survived.
Got a bullet,
I thought she
survived.
Was coming tonight.
Vegas. The guy just missed
her
going into her
last
arm.
Week. She'll come back in the studio next.
She's going to be
time.
Coming in. We're going to have Shannon.
Yeah, she's coming in
she
the studio with her
week.
Husband
she's
gonna
talk
and
about,
son.
She's going to talk about
that's
what real happened
there.
You know.
Yeah.
Good.
So I hate announcing it, but that's where America is right now. Well,
5-year plan ahead. I say make it a 5-year plan.
No, you know what we need to do?
Safety
we
systems.
We need to protect our kids.
Mandatory.
You were a teacher. If you had bodyguards... Guards in there, protection, like, you know, those.
I needed to be protected from parents, from administrators, kids coming up to my face, coughing and spitting in my face. Last year I taught, I had 4 bouts of bronchitis, 2 bouts of the flu, and the district wants to cut back on the medical coverage. And now teachers have been getting killed for years, You people, no, it's all the permissiveness.
Yeah, it's targeted school violence. It was targeted school violence, descriptive in detail, because we all know what we're looking for. Now, why can the FBI lay out a perfect scenario? No, but the history is that we lay it out perfectly, and it will happen. And why is there? Why is this the? This is why is this in hindsight such a great example of something that we know step by step is. The pattern.
Well, this didn't happen when I was a kid.
It's verbatim described before it happens,
and
this is how it
happens. And this is happening because no kids are getting any consequences.
Right.
And LAUSD told all the principals, you cannot suspend kids and you cannot expel kids because we don't want to hear that we're racially discriminating. So I had one boy in my class. Oh, my God.
No, don't do that.
He was horrible.
Let me ask you a question.
He apologized to me.
Because you were a teacher.
But he then threatened to kill the principal of his high school.
If someone came in with a gun.
I can't wait till we all get to talk to this young man who killed lockdowns. So we can find out
what
why.
What did they do? What did they do?
We went into lockdown. Somebody, one of the kids claimed that they saw some man with a gun on the perimeter fence. So we immediately went into lockdown. See, but in Florida... If they were at dismissal time, and earlier that day they had a fire alarm, practice drill,
right.
So that he pulled the fire alarm again. So that's why everybody thought it's dismissal time. Somebody may have pulled. Let's go. That's why all the doors were
letting all the
otherwise,
cats out of the bag.
We go into lockdown. We make sure the windows on our doors that face the hallway are blocked out. And then we get the kids all the way in the back. So if somebody does look through those windows on the hallway windows, they can't see the kids. We're all in the back, hidden away.
Well, anyway, like you said, it's just the whole thing's so tragic.
Well, it's also our country's tragic in the
way
we're raising
children. You know what
was
interesting? Jimmy Kimmel said something interesting on his broadcast. He goes, you know, with all the praying and everything, we need to stop the violence.
Well, right. We need to come into the cities and say, your guns are limited. We will be coming unless they're protected. You know, there needs to be an enforcement of safety.
Do you know what happened in Australia? Australia made it illegal for people, for regular citizens, to have guns. And the home invasion robberies went up 60%. You take away all the guns from every regular person, right, and the criminals know they can take their guns and break into your house. And look what's happened in this city alone with home invasion robberies.
We see a lot of disintegration. Different states are raising up
homeless people.
Homeless
people have been just doing homeless.
Well, we have headcounts
and
hunting.
What I wanted to mention is
going on.
We're
going
to be
society. This
Cassandra, we're going to do a good thing because what we're going to do, our group,
it's enforcing a very good thing. We only need one person.
Awareness throughout the year about gun violence. We're going to have different experts.
Yeah, well, how about all the TV shows and the movies these kids are watching, and parents are letting them, and parents are not being proactive.
Right.
I'm telling you, only one third of my students in my class, and other teachers said the same thing, had proactive parents. One third were like totally feral.
Right.
Their parents didn't even talk to them, let alone showed up for meetings. Right. And the other third were babied. Their mothers were like babying them. And then they don't learn when they get babied and they get upset. How many times I got called to the principal's office, she's mean to my son. Oh, yeah, because I'm making him do his work. And I'm insisting he does his work. And they wanted me beat up. And please, I was also told by one woman who was not a legal immigrant to our country, not to speak to her in English.
Let me get a second.
So there
what
is
the
attitude
hell?
Going
let
on.
Me get, let me get a second in about what we defend is our country. And we are not killers. We are not psychopaths.
Right.
We are not murderers. But when it comes to knowing the threat looming over us, it's the point where we say as American people, yes, we need to make a justified stop to this. And if it's coming to invasive means in our government, we don't want to have the worst things happen, and then we have to have a justified military stance on that. And I think that's where we have a strong military justified. I don't want to go into the word and say it, but killing to stop doesn't take a lot of people.
But what you're saying is right, because
there's 30 to 50 psychopaths, serial killers operating in the United
next
States
show we'll get
every
into
day.
A gun
we're all agreement that
debate.
America needs to be protected.
One other thing, we're going to get a gun control debate.
And that's
and
what
we'll
Donald Trump has been
guns.
Trying to do.
Next show we'll be doing. I'm going to have people from the NRA calling in, give their perspective. We'll give them a little space to talk, but I want to have other opinions on that. So, this is going to be a forever issue.
Yes,
it's not going away. AR-15.
Until we take care of our children,
never
plan.
Be around
the whole
properly.
Country in 5 years.
Yeah,
the whole country in 5 years. It should be up there.
Headed there already. Anyway, let's move on a little bit because we have entertainment tonight. We have a model. So tell us about yourself.
Yes, a very beautiful,
very
young woman.
Lady.
She's very pretty.
Tell us about, are you from L.A.? Give me
I am not. My name is Jasmine, first of all. I'm the 2018 National Face of a Diva.
Okay.
What is
you
it?
You can't hear?
Let's see.
I didn't hear you through my mic.
Wait. Let's get you clear.
Is the mic on?
Are you sure?
I can hear you, but I didn't hear you through mine.
No, speak up in the mic.
Now I can hear you, yes.
Oh, okay, there
yes.
we go.
Speak
okay.
up in the mic.
Okay, speak
to the mic. There you go, sweetie.
The mic! The mic!
What is the face of a diva? What is that?
So it's a pageant that's local here to L.A.
Okay.
Thrown by MJ Promotions, Inc., or Miss Javonche, who's very known in Beverly Hills and L.A. She's a wonderful lady also. Anyway, so this was my fourth time, and I actually won this time. I was
Yay!
Good for you.
She's a winner.
You're
a winner.
Yes, finally. But anyway, so right now, basically, we're promoting what it means to be a woman, and to be a diva is not necessarily to be so sassy or anything. Right. It's all about
Thank
confidence.
You.
As long as you know who you are as a person, you're a diva. Rock it out. Slay your day.
Right. Diva doesn't have, like Barbara Streisand once said, you could be a singer, and singers were considered divas, and Whitney Houston and all
well,
that.
Well, it comes out of opera. That's where diva comes from, the opera world.
But now you're going to be, you competed, you got the title.
Yes.
How long is the title for you? Is it for a year?
It is for a year. So
now,
I will
have
it
You go
December.
To different places?
What are you doing?
Well, I am actually local to San Diego, so right now I've been to women's expos, I've been to different just little events to San Diego to promote the pageant and my crown and to just be seen and let
what
it
What town
go.
Are you from?
I'm originally from Memphis.
Memphis, Tennessee.
Yes.
Best barbecues.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yes.
You know what? You know what's funny? If you ever
go
see Elvis.
That's what
Elvis Museum.
Right.
And of course, B.B. King.
And Pat and Gina. Pat and Gina, they have the barbecue place down there.
Yes.
The Neelys. Yes. Yep. They're so cute. Yes. Aren't they adorable?
They are.
That's the kind of relationship we want to have is Pat and Gina.
Memphis is always mentioned in the best barbecue.
Oh, yeah. Number one.
So yeah. Now you travel to San Diego?
I'm in San Diego. I travel.
Right.
San Diego's a great place
to be.
Ocean Beach.
Mm-hmm. Right, that's all we have now. So
what?
We don't have Chargers anymore, you guys.
Well, you know what I was
saying?
We
took them back.
Continue your work. People I commend you because, you know, to go up to, you know, modeling is a whole different thing. You have to meet people. You have to, you know, show who you are, your true self. Mm-hmm. It's a good thing. It gives you a lot of good skills. So we appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
We'll give you a,
right. Good.
And
making
then you'll
women
come back. You tell
strong.
Us about your
yes.
journey as
oh,
a
yeah.
model.
Yes.
What I'd like you to do is maybe, as you get through more things, tell us about the journey you had going as a
I
model.
Know.
Because that's
wow.
more, that's kind of good because then you grow each level, you know.
That makes
oh, yeah,
good.
And also, you know, the yeah. women that you meet in the conferences you go mm-hmm. to and how women are doing. How are the, on the ground, so to
right.
speak, women doing?
Yes. Right.
We're in a big
and we'll
change.
Have you back, definitely.
Definitely.
Now, because we got a big show tonight. We're going
to
try to get our actors in. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
anything
thank
you
so
want
much.
To know? Anything else?
No, I'm just.
I give you
okay,
question.
Sweetheart.
Well, you did it. Congratulations.
Thank
for
you for coming.
Man
women's
with her?
Empowerment. There you go, Cameron.
She's a very pretty girl. Young woman, I should say.
Should I give my camera?
Yes. Well,
here.
Got some of it. Got some of it on.
Take a couple photos. Take a couple photos of it. The white bag over
what?
There.
We're going to turn ourselves
yeah,
around.
We'll take a couple photos of you and then
yeah,
meet us.
In. Am I
no
leaving?
No problem. We're going to have. Oh. We have a gentleman outside. I don't know if you met him. He's an actor. You know, they're
well,
doing
yeah. Can we do the Y while we're transitioning?
Yes.
Can you do
yes.
the thing for the Y,
let's
please?
Let's do the YMCA, but
ladies
I
and gentlemen,
thank you very much.
Thank
let
you.
Me get the Y information.
The YMCA is starting its fundraisers all across the state and the country. And I go to the Ketchum YMCA downtown.
Okay.
And we have all people of all religions and races coming. And there's lots of programs, and they do outreach in the community. They have preschool for local people in the
uh-huh.
area.
Oh, here it is.
And they just have summer camp where they send yeah, inner city yeah. kids out so they get to be
uh-huh.
out in the you know, feel fresh air and actually experience dirt and
uh-huh.
trees and little critters.
How can we help?
You can send money to Whitney. You have the information there. I have the information.
Whitney Smith, 213-639-7454, or you can
go to
or email her.
You can go to ymcacapitalla.org/give. So it's starting now. It goes through April 5th.
Okay.
They're a really important organization and do a lot of very good work. And Whitney Smith, besides the phone number, you can also reach her at whitneysmith@ymcacapitalla.org.
Oh.
And
okay.
yeah, send money, people.
Send money. You got some money.
$5, $10, $100. And if you have very deep pockets and you want to, this is a year of gratitude. We need to start doing more gratitude.
Well, also,
send
money. The YMCA does wonderful programs and bring them in. And we'll bring our actors and producers.
Yes.
Now,
so
one other thing.
I want to say what's more time.
The YMCA is, if you want to know more, also, www.ymcacla.org and then you do the
/give/give.
Now let's get him a
and remember
here.
LA is capitalized.
Let's get them all situated.
Yes, send money to these people so they can help everybody.
Oh yeah, they got to do it.
Sorry that's about the kind of people they are.
We're busy showing that we had a mention.
Now we have some
about the
lovely people in
situation.
Here.
Oh,
yeah. We have some actors.
In Florida.
Yeah.
This week. So we try to
very young
try
people.
To, even our show.
This is my last lifetime.
Look,
so I don't have to worry about
movie
being
out.
Young again.
Everybody, we're going to transition into a movie. So
movies.
Let's get this gentleman on. I'll give him my headset. So
okay.
You can tell people about the movie.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm sorry.
Right. Introduce
sorry,
yourself.
We don't have a small studio.
Should I hit this mic right here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a film called Confessions of a Teenage Jesus Jerk, and it's based on a novel by Tony Duchesne. And Eric Stoltz directed. It's his debut feature film.
Okay.
And we have two of the leads here.
Okay.
And
welcome.
That's Charlie.
Hey, how's it going? Sasha Feldman.
We're here to, we're actually opening February 23rd at Arena.
Next week.
Yep, Arena Cinnamon Next Lounge week. In Hollywood. And we just came back from San Francisco Film Festival where we had a packed, sold out, great screening.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And that's it. That's our story.
Now, what we want to do, because Phil Sokolov, he helps our show. We're grateful to Phil. So tell us, how can people get tickets?
Well, you can go to Arena Cinema Lounge in Hollywood, but we'll also be on February 23rd, we'll be exclusively on Amazon. So anyone in the Ooh. World who has Amazon can watch.
Prime?
I don't know if it's on Prime yet. It might be. Actually, that's a good
question.
Because,
you know, Prime does a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Please find out for us, because we'll get people to
Okay.
do it.
I know it will go on to Prime. I just don't know when. But we're exclusive on Amazon. Then it'll go to iTunes. It'll go to Google Play.
Right.
We're
going
to have a Blu-ray and a DVD release. Those are all going to be staggered after February 23rd.
Now, also, after that, then people can buy it at Netflix.
It won't be on Netflix, actually, but it will be on iTunes and Amazon and all the other ones. Hulu will be on also. And Paul Adelstein was on. Tara Summers also had a role. Reed Diamond, James Caron.
Yeah, bring these people back.
Shara Belafonte, Rob Giles, Sam Behrens. They were all playing characters. But it's a coming-of-age story, so our young cast, which were largely unknown, that we filtered, we threw a net through the entire United States.
Okay.
We went through hundreds of people.
How'd you select the lady over here?
Well, that's a good question. I'll let her tell you.
Tell us how you got to speak close to the mic.
So we had to do a self-tape. Which
you may want to speak into the mic.
We did. There's a casting call through our agents, which is really standard. And we put ourselves on tape, and it was a long process. We didn't really hear anything for about 2 months, so I assumed I didn't get it.
Okay.
And then I got a call from my agent who said they're doing callbacks. So we went in, and we had our first day of auditions, which were not – they were a little bit different than auditions usually are, because usually you walk in – and you do your reading, and then you leave, and it's for a casting director, and then that's that. And you have no sense of if you did well or not. It's really uncomfortable.
What was it about the role itself, now that as you portrayed this character, what was it about the role itself? What made you excited about the role?
Well, I played a young Jehovah Witness girl who's very sheltered.
We don't see those Jehovah's Witnesses.
Yeah.
She's very sheltered, comes from a very conservative family. And I'm from South Dakota, and I wasn't Jehovah's Witness, but I grew up in a very traditionally Christian, conservative family. I went to a private Christian school. We had 9 people in my graduating high school class.
Wow. And you're from where?
I'm from South Dakota.
South Dakota. Okay. Yeah. I see that happen in South Dakota.
So it's a very small town. So I really related to her. And so I was really excited to sort of explore that, because I was someone who grew up in this conservative upbringing, but I always wanted more. And so I could definitely relate to
the character you portrayed, it was relatable to you, because you're growing up in a small town. Because I know out here, I've been the Jehovah's Witness. They have a event during the holiday to raise money for their church in Simi Valley. So I've been, we've been connected with them. Here and there, and they're interesting because they come to your door, but you don't know when.
Right, now, I see them on the streets in the morning sometimes.
Catherine Jackson, Michael Jackson's mom, came to my door, and she's a Jehovah's Witness, and it was really interesting because she was very calm, very sweet, and then she said, "Oh, I'd love you to come," because they have one. I think they have one in San Fernando, a Jehovah's Witness. They're all over, but they have one. But it was really interesting. In that realm, because of what they do. So now, from that role, you probably learned about, you talk about religion, how they practice their end of religion. Now, this guy, what did he do?
I am the lead in the film, and I play Jehovah's Witness.
Give us your name. People are going to hear from you.
My name is Sasha Feldman.
Sasha?
Sasha, yeah.
Russian.
Russian, yes. Okay. Russian or a girl, so you choose.
Okay.
In the bar, people call me
Spasiba.
Joshua.
Spasiba.
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 Yeah, I mean, my characters, the story centered around him, and he lives in a Jehovah's Witness community, and right. with a series of mishaps that happen,
uh-huh.
It kind of tests his faith, and he starts to question who he is and why he's doing what he's doing. And it's kind of it's a sad, poignant film, but it's also very awkward and funny kind of teen film. It's very much along the lines, in my opinion, of Perks of Being a Wallflower
or
Catcher in the Rye. It has that mm-hmm. isolationism that the main character experiences and that need to find himself. And Charlie here, she plays my love interest, and because of the rules in the Jehovah's Witness community, she kind of ends up becoming, I guess, really, closed in that world, and like she's getting married and all this stuff, and we both have a infatuation for each other, but we can't. Right. We can't express that, and it.
She's already taken.
She's taken.
She's taken,
and she's also yeah. so lost in that world, uh-huh. and she's not, for her reasons, she's not willing to step up and
yeah,
and
that's
go
the whole
there.
Thing. Yeah.
And it makes sense
culturally.
I mean,
that's
a lot of the religions like that. In fact, there was that wonderful movie years ago, Chosen,
yes.
about the Hasidic
right.
Jews and the
yes.
one guy who's just. And they shun you.
Yeah.
So then if you make a decision to kind of be more of who you think you need are, you're actually giving up everything.
Yeah.
All your family, all your support system, and it's you have to go out on your own, and you're in a rough world.
So let me tell you more about the story. So this
sure.
book was based on Tony Duchesne's life, more
oh,
or less.
Oh, okay.
Semi-autobiographical, and he was raised, so the whole story is basically about Jehovah Witness. He's a Jehovah Witness
right.
and raised in it, but it's in the 80s. So
right.
he discovers yeah, yeah. punk rock and Bukowski
oh.
and this crossroad.
Oh,
now, most people, you know, you choose one or the other, but in this character, he kind of doesn't really choose one or the other and sort of implodes, and it's this beautiful, tragic thing. But we also reveal exactly what you're talking about, which
right.
is the ferocity of these religions, these very yeah. strict religions, almost
right.
what you might call American, our American extremism, you might say.
Yeah.
But how it affects young people that grow up in it, that are trained this way, you know, masturbation, you're going to die in bloody hell forever burning and
what
all these horrible things.
Well, you know why that was?
Medication?
That's right. Medication
was
blocked as well.
Very, yeah.
Oh, and you can't have any holiday. You celebrate.
Yeah,
that.
No,
that's right. No holidays.
You celebrate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a little boy when I was teaching second grade. He came to me and he said to me, "We're Jehovah's Witness, Miss Elliot. It's not fair. I don't get to have a birthday party." I said, "Well, sweetheart, yeah, but you have to see what happens when you get older." That was my only comment.
He's probably had 100 birthday parties to make up for that, hopefully.
Oh, well, actually, he came out in high school.
Wow.
And they chose him to voted him for to be like the queen of the prom.
Wow.
Actually,
so he was shunned, though. He would not be permitted to be part
yeah.
of the religion. And
yeah.
this is kind of what this story touches on, besides this deep, beautiful humanity of coming
right.
of age, but the extremism of this religion as well.
Mm-hmm.
All of these pieces come up, and they're powerful. It's very
right.
potent.
And so much of that stuff is those rules and regulations are based on
yeah.
bad science,
right.
science that
right.
has proven those things not to be true.
Right.
Well,
I mean, the whole
thing.
You know,
what I was going to mention is they just had
don't do that anymore.
A conflict
stop.
With Jehovah's Witness where a kid died from blood transfusion. Not having a blood transfusion. And it was in the, I want to say, the Wall Street Journal, they talked about it, about the parents were strict. They were brought up in the southern part of the U.S. and that they wouldn't do it because of the religion.
Wow.
And that's part of, and people out there, it goes on with the Mormons are the same way. Because I remember I dated a Mormon. She put me in the temple and
yeah.
the Jewish people were evil. Evil! We were evil people. So she sent me. And I've seen these, what they think. They think they're the chosen people.
Yeah, it's the whole show. Everybody with their chosen.
Yeah, they chosen. But what you saw was so much confusion. And the women are confused. The people are confused. And because they're taught about stuff that has nothing to do with religion, it has to do with family.
Right.
You know, and traditional. And you say, what? What? Where? How? But that's how it is. Now, tell us, now, have you submitted this film to different film...
Well, we were, like I said, we were in San Francisco Film Festival.
Good. That's a good one. I know about
very that. Good. Very independent and wonderful. And like I said, full sold out house.
Uh-huh. And a lot of ex-Jehovah Witnesses came to that show.
Ask me a question. Someone who's Jehovah's Witness, what do they feel about the film? People that you've talked to.
If they are Jehovah's Witness, they probably don't know about the film, or they... probably want nothing to do with
book,
it.
The book is a banned book.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
so
sure.
If you
is
have
banned.
This booked, and you're a Jehovah Witness, you are shunned. Out. You're shunned.
They would call it apostate.
Apostate.
So it's like Scientology where this young lady was raped and everything. And guess what? They kicked her out. Scientology.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure.
And they because she was going through some treatment in New Mexico. It was on one of these late night shows, and I couldn't believe it. I go, this is crazy.
Yeah.
So what did you learn about the Jehovah Witnesses? All of you, what did you learn? What did it make you...
I think making this movie really humanized them.
Uh-huh.
You know? Because I think, like, putting myself in this girl's shoes,
uh-huh.
where this is all she knows, but... She
right.
wants, like every kid, you want to know more about the world. You want to know about sex. You want to know about drugs. You want, like, you want so much.
Right.
And I think it just made me love her so much. And
it's
and
a
I
hard position.
Was, yeah,
I can't wait to see the film. I'm excited.
And I think it's a world I'd never really thought about.
So tell us what you found out about Jehovah's Witnesses during the film.
Well, something that I just... thought about is how interesting it is, like kind of a stereotype that we have about Jehovah's Witness. People in TV and pop, social, all that stuff, they tend to make fun of Jehovah's Witness people.
Uh-huh.
You know, we know them as the people who knock on the door and they're
right.
annoying and they won't go away.
Can I leave you literature? They always say, would you like to, I'd like to give you some literature.
Right, yeah. And
Catherine Jackson... left literature, but you know what the problem was? She used my bathroom. True story. Catherine Jackson comes to the house, and I go, oh, you look like Michael Jackson's mom.
Yeah.
Because, in the media, you come
Well, they try, people. You know, they are, in the depths of their hearts, believing that they are on the right path.
Yeah.
Right.
And
That's
it is
path.
So frightening to them, and they're so not... You know, so blind to be able to actually see a path, their own path, and connect one to one with God. So they all these religions, any religion, or even psychology that puts
uh-huh.
you in that kind of restraint,
a fear,
and fear that you're going to make a mistake, and you know, she must have been under the character must have been under a great deal of stress, not wanting to first of all. Upset her family.
Right.
And
right.
then the thought, you know, if you go off by on your own, it's like terrifying. You don't know who's going to, you know, hurt you or harm you or who you can trust.
Well, that's
so,
something
but
that...
It's, but that's 75% of the human race are people that are in that predicament.
Yes, exactly.
Spiritually in that predicament.
And that's something that definitely the movie explores to a huge degree. There's a scene that opens in the film where my character is having all these sexual urges and desires and has no idea why this is happening. And he's in the bathroom pretty much monologuing how awful it is that it's happening, and it's not his fault. It's it's the girl's fault that he has nothing
to
do
with
it.
Always,
you know?
Even Buddhism, they do that. They make it the girl's
true.
Fault. Get over yourself. Get some control over your own self.
But, you know, when this is going on, he's questioning also... The religion also, because the religion is so strict and so out there. Because I know that gals I knew that were Jehovah's, they're gone. They left.
Mm-hmm.
Why do people leave?
Some of them come to a point where it's either they kill themselves or they...
You mean commit suicide?
I mean, there's a lot of attempted suicides by former JWs. The writer, Tony Duchesne, actually told me there was a screening on Thursday, yesterday, and there was... you know, there was a person who came up to him and they told him that they had attempted suicide in the congregation, and because of that, they kicked them out.
Yeah,
they're like, that's totally wrong, and it's like, this is at a point where a person needs the community,
right?
It needs them,
needs that
the
even,
most.
You know, well, that's it brings
a,
me
it's
to
a
the
karma,
point of,
isn't it? An interesting
the people,
karma.
You know, the people getting getting shot in Florida, where you need family right now. You need someone to talk to. You need hope. And what's interesting, same in, with the with that religion, is that people want someone they could speak to. You know, and that happens throughout. You know, even the Jewish faith, the Catholic.
Any of them.
Talk to someone. Yeah. Talk to someone, whoever it may be. And what you showed through the character in both of you is that this film sounds great. I want to see it.
Yes.
Get us tickets.
I will.
Arrange for tickets for my group. And what else can say is, the author, is he going to be on tour with you guys?
Well, he's up in San Francisco now because the San Francisco Independent ran it again.
If he
Thursday
comes,
night.
Bring him here. We'd
okay,
love to
great.
Meet him.
Yeah,
that would be nice. You tie the whole thing together.
Yeah,
you know, the
what's interesting is because he knows the experience personally. So what's powerful about that is, you know, there is a tremendous amount of suicide, a high suicide rate. There's
wow,
also alcohol
that.
Abuse, drug abuse. There's so much
to.
Torture, right?
Yeah. Well, even in the Hasidic community, the mm-hmm. drugs that they were doing, even back in the 70s when I was in New York, that community, because you're being forced into this one little, like, little peg hole.
Yeah,
right.
Whether you're,
right.
you know, whatever, you don't fit. And it's forcing, and it kills creativity. It actually kills the joy of God moving through
right.
your soul.
Well, you're told what to say, what to do.
It kills
like,
the joy
like
of
I
God.
Said, I want to see the film because yeah. I've seen so many things out there on film festivals. Not like of this premise, but comes the Mormon faith.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Sure.
And I met a good guy when I was in Salt Lake City. He was going through the thing of being gay. And the Mormon community were shutting them out, but now they don't because they have lawsuits right now.
Well, there's also an interesting thing too, because one of the things we had to deal with the movie is there's so many extreme things that are so negative as a mm-hmm. reflection of the Jehovah's Witnesses, but there's also a humanity about it. There's mm-hmm. also
right.
the people who do need it,
right.
and there's a lot of older people who benefit from it, and it's
the community,
yeah, and
the
it's
support
and
of
it's
a community.
It's
this we're losing community.
And it's predictable,
yeah.
and it's you know. So there's what we
yeah.
tried to explore, even slightly in the film, was not only all the negatives, but the humanity.
There's a positive.
There's a need. There is
yeah.
a need of
healing
strict
people.
Religion. We haven't really addressed
yeah.
who needs strict religion and who doesn't and why. But that's kind of a little bit of a hint in the story in the film as well, I think, which was cool to
yeah.
see this other side of, well, why do we have it? There are people mm-hmm. that are committed and receive benefit, and we can't fault them.
Not at
know.
All.
No,
not
people,
at all.
You know what it is?
And most of them are
Go
really
ahead.
In the depth of their soul trying to be the best possible person they can be, and
right.
the only way they know is they look to the book, and they go to the book, and because it you know,
it's predictable.
It's
has rules,
there,
you follow
right?
Rules,
and
you
know,
to heaven,
and it's been around for a while,
right.
and blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
yeah.
And some people need that more.
Well, we all need to kind
right.
of understand that something
had,
on some level.
I'm gonna duck in some stuff. Real
sure.
quick. Next week we're gonna talk about more of the UFO stuff going out.
Okay.
Germany is releasing its file on UFOs next week.
Did I tell you?
They're releasing many files.
China
and
first.
Why we bring it up is because we are UFOs. You'll do.
Are you an alien?
No. we talk about UFOs.
All right.
Well,
no.
the shit has hit the fan, as my mother would say. They remember I said I wanted the official first contact to happen
uh-huh.
2019, and they told me no, we're doing it 2020. Well, it's gotten pushed up. It's now 2019, summer of 2019. And this is why a lot more stuff's coming out, because they realize we have to do this immediately because
right.
we're on a really critical point worldwide now.
Well, what I was going to say is a couple interesting things happen. In Peru, they're having a lot of sightings, and they have a skull. It looked like an Egyptian God, and they had a skull, and we're going to...
Oh, the extended head skull. Yeah, they have a lot of them
there.
The guy
that wrote the book about it
come
in.
Oh, good.
And he speaks about that.
Yeah, and they finally feel geared
one
out.
One other thing I was going to mention about with UFO, they've had also a lot of UFO clouds over Hungary, and Hungary only had a few sightings, and this was caught with an infrared camera.
Good.
So that's happening.
It's and all coming to a head,
and
people.
Also when our buddy from SpaceX, Elon Musk,
that's cool.
12 UFOs were behind the ship.
Oh, cool.
So they have that. That's so we're gonna report what's out there. And in fact, what we're gonna do is have sightings, you know, that people have been able to see and what is behind it. And
congratulations, Elon Musk.
And Elon Musk.
Those things landing with
car.
Fabulous.
You're the car.
Yeah, that was fun.
Well,
that was fun.
They saw the car.
The best part of space debris.
Well, I think he's gonna be lifting off this weekend. He has a mission going there. I don't know where he gets the money, but that's another
Space
story.
The National Space Council is coming up. Another meeting with the National Space Council.
Right.
Yeah.
And also, real quick, is there is some stuff from the past that will be released about aliens and John F. Kennedy.
Oh, yeah.
You know about that?
No. I never asked
about that. We'll talk
about that.
Another show about John Kennedy, before he went to Dallas, had a visit. And the guy said, don't go.
Well, so did, what's his name, Dick Dixon? The psychic told him not to go.
Right, right.
You know, but he did. He did what he did, you know. And that's
Oswald, allegedly, is out there. So there's going to be more out there. Anyway, the show went by fast today.
It certainly
did.
Pronto.
Pronto on the air.
Good people.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming.
Fabulous movie. Sounds really interesting. Especially this time.
And what theater is it going to be at?
Confessions of a Teenage Jesus Jerk at Arena Cinema Lounge in Hollywood and on Amazon and then rolling out on iTunes and Google Play and Hulu and all your favorite
Amazon is your feed.
And the arena is on Sunset, right? It's on Sunset.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah,
Nirvine. That's right.
It's that dome-shaped place, people. And it's a good
near
restaurant
there.
That's
right.
Oh, yeah. So good food.
Get some good
food
over there.
Thank you very much, Cassandra. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Cameron, for having me.
I want to thank
everyone
for the Chinese New Year.
Yeah.
Come celebrate.
Yes.
Ha Fang Joy.
Gong Kai.
As they say. And we wish you a wonderful, wonderful New Year to all our Chinese fans.
Yes.
Family across the world. Thank you very much. And good night from
L.A.
Los Angeles, California, USA.
You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Datsker.